A rhinoceros.
I submitted that to squish him.
A rhinoceros appears in the corridor
with an bad temperament.
It was squish him because I targeted him.
Well, no, yes, it technically it appears where you aim it.
Is it mine?
Well, no, it's just a rhinoceros.
Really pissed off.
It's a rhinoceros. No, it's a rhinoceros.
It's a confused rhinoceros.
A rhinoceros appears, probably between you and him, forcing him backwards.
Looks suspiciously like a celestial dire badger at the moment, but there we go.
There's now a confused rhinoceros.
Kill!
It's got a sharp pointy horn.
It's currently just stood there with its head down, looking confused.
As the giants, no doubt, like.
Feel the wonder of the rod.
I wanted it.
You know what you just done? You know what you've just done, don't you? It will never return to its home.
No. You have caused its doom.
Summon creatures don't get out. Why you still have Woot?
Yeah.
Might be why we might maybe have to put it in a room.
Don't worry, I suspect the three giants may deal with it.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Are the giants hungry? What's their motivation? The killers?
Yeah,
they're
protecting the territory. Oh.
Yes. So they
wouldn't
want a present of a rhino.
The present of a rhino.
The,
not unless it was speared.
The giant that's been forced back by it looks mildly confused at the rhinoceros.
If he attacks the rhinoceros, the rhinoceros I shan't run him back.
Bastion, tell him it's a gift.
I shan't run. as I convert special weapon into an laser ready burst.
What's that doing?
It's code thing.
Oh yeah, that's
shiny
code.
Two saving codes.
Oh yeah, we like
Bastion, can this wand make me invisible?
Probably not. You can't actually do anything.
Is it
reflexing wind?
It's a reflexing fortitude.
Fortitude. 15.
Nope.
That's monkey boy.
You could teleport you somewhere.
17.
Yep.
That's wing boy. And a big number for cleric.
Yeah, so monkey boy's blind.
Reflex, did you say?
Yep.
Monkey boy, 9.
Nope.
Other one, 11.
Nope.
Cleric. Very small number.
Oh!
Damn it, they always fail the damage!
Yeah. But they only take 10 points of damage.
Monkey boy drops down to the ground. Stuck! Not dead, but he's down.
And
decides it wants to eat it and leave the rest of it alone.
And then I turn and move 30 feet that way.
Are you running?
No, I'm turning and moving 30 feet that way.
you're running. Who's next?
Bowser. I did say run,
by the way.
Okay. Didn't specify direction.
No. So Balasar runs forward at this point.
Uh-huh.
Because he doesn't know which way and goes,
and bumps off the rhinoceros.
And goes, ah! He's got his He's got a heavy mace. So he's going, ah! And then hitting whatever's in front of him.
It's a rhinoceros.
He's hitting a rhinoceros with a mace there.
There too. He's not going to hit me by accident.
I don't know. That's what was directly in front of me.
The rhinoceros is definitely a bigger target than you.
Make me a roll to hit the rhinoceros.
Seeing as you could run underneath the rhinoceros.
That's it. You could ride it.
We could have a pack rhino. Pack rhino.
8.
With my bonuses, 8.
I'm pretty sure you missed the rhino on 8. Even in its current state of shock and bewilderment, you're probably going to miss it on an 8.
Flat-footed as
flat-footed. It's got flat feet. Yes.
That'll be it.
Who's next?
Wilburn.
Running seems like quite a good idea. There's these giants and I can't hit them with a toffee.
We can take them, boys!
I move 100 feet. What, a 50-foot base move?
Bloody!
I'm a monk!
Okay.
Fast.
Who's next
then?
Them. The blue one is bent down over the body of the other one. The other one's trying to...
Don't make the
noise. He's looking at his mother. Just for a round.
Oh, good. Hey. Rhino.
Walk slowly away.
Oh, Phelan and Rhino. Rhino. Rhino goes.
Is this some kind of like gladiators game? Phelan and Rhino.
Rhino, having been charged by a crazy man with a mace,
but missed.
He's probably going to think about going the other direction. Probably a good idea.
I don't suppose if you missed so much as failed to damage.
Well, there's no room to charge.
I mean, after all, it's a rhino.
Yeah, the rhino moves slightly away from the crazy people and stuff.
The room.
Well, no, not really. Can't get over the body because it's a giant.
Oh, God.
It's a dead giant, and it's a rhinoceros. Not well known for their 4x4 capabilities. It just sort of.
No, starts, I've seen those 4x4s and rhinoceros.
It tries to go against the wall and push past the body in that, into the corner of the room.
And so trampling the giant.
Well, walking over as delicately as possible.
The giant.
It's a rhinoceros.
No, it's not. I drink my blue potion.
What does it do?
Spider climb.
Drinking your potions.
Glug, 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 glug.
Why?
Run away along the ceiling.
That's neat.
Yes, it is.
I might jingle a bit though.
I think there's a lot of noise going on right now anyway, so no one's going to notice anything. That's it. Yeah. Or elephant line, whatever. What noise is run away? A lot of puffing.
Yeah.
My immediate concern is the big rhino.
The rhino's running away.
Yeah.
The rhino's moving that direction.
Well, now I have the ability to be up here.
Okay, good.
Who's next? Run on the wall.
Me. What are you doing? Stop at the junction and turn around to cover anyone coming down.
Right. See an elf shoot past you.
And a halfling start running along the wall.
Balazar, this way.
Balazar's ranting around the back end of a rhino.
Actually, yeah.
I must be hitting
him. Balazar is currently upside down on the ceiling.
I'm actually trying to get away from being hit by him.
He's stuck.
Yes, Balazar seems to be
the rhino's very friendly.
In the name of my sacred forefathers, have a ye!
There's definitely going to be something messy occurring. You see a sort of angry look crossing the blue one's face. Not that too blue, but as it tries to make its healing check. It doesn't have healing. And fails.
You're dead and you're dead.
It gets sad.
Can we go away and heal up and then come back?
It looks angry, it's Balazar on the roof failing.
That's why I'm doing World Warcraft. Kill something, run away, heal! Kill something. I wasn't right, man, though.
It's Brother Mook.
Wet Luke.
It's still waiting.
Wet Luke.
Okay, then it's failing.
Failing.
And Rhino.
The Rhino pushes past the body into the room.
Kapow!
Oh my god.
With my other wand.
Which one?
The Melts Acid Arrow wand.
You're hanging from the ceiling and casting Melts Acid Arrow. Yeah.
I have to get less now.
Roll to hit.
Okay.
What's the game?
15.
No.
5. You go.
You can
go off. Oh,
it
doesn't go off at all?
No. Oh, right. Okay. Doesn't fail by that.
She follows through.
Something falls from the ceiling. The balance
falls ahead. No! Spiders! Giant spiders! No!
No, halfling drops.
Who's next?
Me.
Go.
That was strange.
They look like they're not coming towards you. It looks like they're about to be attacked.
Didn't you miss me out? That was you just wanted to.
They're going to be attacked.
I'll go when you tell me.
He ran away.
Yeah, and then he said he was waiting to cover, and now he's going again.
Well, he moves that far in there.
Because I'm searing like the priest.
Do I have the range? Eh? If you have the range.
How far away do you say? 120 feet?
I'll count it for you. You're right at the junction. It's less than that. 10, 20, 30. Oh, no, it's 40 feet. It's 40 feet. It's a 40 foot corridor into a larger room. Isn't it? Eh?
Just a bit of a difference.
Yeah. Well, the corridor's dumpy.
Oh, you probably hit with that.
I've eaten my cake and my chocolates and my crisps.
19 on a range of
vegetables. Any serve?
Be healthy.
No.
Okay.
I've lost my
blood. No, healthy fruits and dirty weed all
the time.
I love my boon.
13.
Not bad.
Hey, look.
Look. You're not supposed to show the hit points of the monsters to the
Yeah, you've almost got a down half hit.
Wow.
We didn't need to know that. Spoil the fun.
You're telling me combat to that guy.
We went to
Steve Dawson's
house one day and Daisy had the same set of cutlery and plates that I do because Hal bought for Easter a little Barbie egg cup and a spoon and a cup and Daisy had. I think that says something.
Oh,
yeah.
How old
is
Daisy?
Yeah, Daisy's the same age as me, minus a bit 22 years.
Where now?
Balazar.
Balazar! Let's off magic missile straight ahead!
You can cast it.
No.
You can't cast it without a solid target. You have to have a target. It has to go
to
a target.
You have to identify the target.
Which capture! Oh, just touch them! Right, I'm going straight in.
Boom! There's something! Budget results!
Yes, I can do
that. Have you not got anything else?
No, not really. I can do greater magic weapon.
You're not got any spells.
Oh, I've got Everard's Black Tentacles.
That'll do.
Alright, we'll try Everard's Black... What does Everard's Black Tentacles go?
Just cast it.
Cast Everard's Black Tentacles straight ahead in the general direction of straight ahead.
Yes, some tentacles appear.
Black tentacles
appear. Tentacular spectacular.
Spectacular.
Yes.
We like this spell, it's a good one.
20 foot radius spread.
That'll do it. You can catch them all.
Yeah.
You can catch a rhino.
The rhino might
field of rubbery black tentacles, each 10 feet long. Every creature within the area of the spell must make a grapple check.
Be behind him.
Opposed by the grapple check of the tentacles.
And I'm on the ceiling.
But they're as large creatures with a base attack bonus equal to your caster level and a strength score of 19. So it's your caster level plus 8 is the grapple check.
16.
Yeah. Nine. So
we're making grapple checks for each one.
Yes.
Go for it. Grapple-rise me. We'll go for 18
plus
34. 40.
Wow.
For the
24.
40. No. 38.
And a rhino?
The rhino just gets stuck in the corner.
A lot for the rhino.
What's it? Grapple check.
20. And 22 for the cleric. They're huge strong. They were 25 strength.
The rhino's grappled, I think. He's covered in tentacles.
And the cleric's currently full strength. Yes, the rhino's like... They still affect though, don't they?
It's around, yeah, it's around a level.
Yeah. It lasts
every round.
Yep.
Hey.
So you have a chance to grapple
and
them.
They only move at half speed.
Because they're in a rubbery tentacle mass.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good. Still, it's working. Mm. It's all good. Okay, who's next?
Willowing.
Willowing.
Or worrying, whoever.
You can fire back into the room.
Yeah, I'll stop at maximum for range.
Stop at maximum. You can barely see the giants on the horizon.
But I still have precise shots, so.
Ha! It's a good job, actually. It's cracking.
Ooh, I know what I can cast next.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Wish.
I wish very hard!
I didn't, I should be getting extra plus ones for more than 30 feet. Never mind.
Go on. Praise my god. Durgan break mantle.
That'll miss.
Good Mauro break mantle effect.
That'll all. 22.
It'll hit.
Hooray.
Spoon!
Three.
Spoon, which one are you aiming at? Cleric? Probably the cleric, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep, three, yeah.
Because they have more 20. Neutral taste, but I'll hit.
Another four.
Yeah. What's next?
They are.
This is what D&D is all about. Decent battles.
Yeah. Yes. The mother picks up the one that's on the floor and moves it out the side, letting the other one in.
Quite sad.
The other one goes in to face to base with Balzer.
Sorry, who?
No.
It just come back in.
Okay, and it has a go with its.
Because it's fairly confident it's harder.
Oh no, this one just has a great club.
Don't worry, you've got shit like that.
Yeah, I have loads.
Although you have no AC.
27 AC.
Might beat my 13.
I'm looking about AC. Suspect unless you roll a 1, you're hitting.
Yeah.
In fact, I more than suspect, I know for a fact.
18 points. You get smacked in the side. Right, something very heavily. You feel something large in front of you.
Okay.
I have to finish my battle.
Right next to me now.
I didn't realise.
There's a touch spell.
I
suppose technically if you put this hand on it and just cast
it. That's it. I know it's there, I can feel it.
Who's next?
Failing,
what are you doing? One's just attacked Balzer.
Can I ask a question that would have been going through my mind while my character was plotting?
Yes.
I have a calm emotion scroll. Will it work on a giant? No. Okay.
That is small.
It's
small
not raged at all or anything.
Okay.
It's just really upset.
It could be, because it could be. To increase the challenge of this encounter, add 3 barbarian levels to the giant.
Add a barbarian level for now, so it's rage, and then I'll calm it.
And add 3 cleric levels to the cleric.
Oh, it would have made it have take more.
Yeah. How high is the ceiling?
quite high.
Tell me in feet, I would like
probably
to
about 15, 20, 15, really 15,
what's
15, 15, 15, 15, 15,
15, maximum that they can reach upwards?
They could, with easily their weapons, they could probably hit the ceiling, yeah.
Can they?
Yeah. Oh, easily.
If they stand full height, they can hit
it. They could probably touch the ceiling, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can stand up in that, yeah. But they can
but they can also, yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm sort of here, aren't I?
Yeah, they could pick you off.
Okay. I will...
Choices.
Use my light crossbow.
Oh, I thought you were going to wonder if
one
summon another rhino. Go on, why not?
No.
Get the blue one that's at the back, you can see her.
which one looks worse off?
They both look fairly shagged, okay. But...
I'll aim at her then, can I see her from where I am?
Yeah, you just take a step. You just take a step to the side and look. Yeah.
Okay, I'll get that one then.
Go on then.
12.
What to roll?
I rolled a 1.
Roll the 1? Doesn't go off then, does it?
What?
The wand.
That's not a wand. It's my light crossbow.
Oh, your crossbow.
Then you will miss.
Miss, yeah.
Tonk. Can you just tell me?
Who's going?
Me.
I'm going to burp, I'm very sorry.
It's quite all right, don't worry about it.
I'll edit it out. Or increase the volume. And repeat!
Now it got stuck.
Just keep looping it.
Scared.
What are we going? What was that?
Bing, 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 bing.
You can fight, so is that just how they sat?
No, so okay. Not real.
It's not cheating.
It's number one.
I can't say that. Okay, I was kidding. What are you doing?
Do you know that if you leave 2 bars of chocolate on the table and don't eat them within an hour, they're the fair play for everybody else, don't you?
Technically, 3 bars of chocolate.
Technically.
Yeah.
I can make it 4.
Give that one in front of Balazar a vision of the seventh. Hands of Sebastian.
It comes in its trousers. Oh, that's not very
nice. Do they have trousers on?
Yes. Well, they might do.
They're not naked giants. That would be rude.
Wow, it'd be huge.
15.
They're all in proportion.
Oh, right, no, 16.
Sorry.
16.
It's not that.
Oh, sorry. Is it not happy? Is it happy?
It's fine.
Yeah, oh, sorry. 16. So it's got a plus 3 reflex, plus 4 wheel. Who's next?
Balazar?
Magic missile, because I can feel it right next to me.
Are you putting your hand on it?
Yes.
Let me a touch attack and then you can cast it.
Touch attack! Touch attack! I don't know where it is.
Hey? Is it? I think I physically know where it was to target.
I'm touching it.
Just cast it.
I'm
going to
identify it.
Just
grab it.
Just grab it. Just grab it. Just grab it. Crapple the bugger in a magic missile. It right.
Okay. Okay. Reaches up, grabs its testicles and magic missile directly into its scrotum.
Well, how many magic missiles are there? 4
scrotum.
In there.
Scrotum.
One.
Ball sack.
One.
No one had mentioned his surname up till now.
Six.
10 points. Magic missile.
Ouch.
He wants to be credited with it. He wants to name the photograph.
Done. Who's next?
I'm assuming they get to grapple check again.
Yes, I guess they do. As they're still in the grapple check grapple from you.
16.
Grapple plus. Ah, he's rolled 1. That's bad.
36.
20. Oh my goodness. The guy in front there. He's grappled. The priest has rolled a 7. So that's only 29.
Oh, still beats me, I'm afraid, because that's only 20. So free.
The priest is still free.
Well,
dancing. Okay.
Her son's just died, and her other son's now stuck.
One looks grappled by the mysterious black tentacle.
Yeah, it doesn't appear out of nowhere.
So what does that do?
Nothing grapples him.
Oh. What do they do? Well, they do things, don't they?
Yeah.
Bizarre black tentacles are doing stuff.
Oh no, it does D6 plus 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, because it waves you around and beat you into the ground.
I need more
what does that do to their AC?
Nothing, unfortunately.
Not being grappled.
They grappled, yes.
Oh yes, they are, they count as. Oh. I hate the grapple rules, they're so nothing complicated.
Let's try not casting this spell again.
Take the animals!
Doesn't threaten any squares and loses their dex bonus to AC.
Nice, and it drops its dex bonus.
With 15 hit?
It's flat footed by AC then, isn't it?
Mm.
No.
Because you can get a dex bonus.
For Christ's sake.
22.
That'll hit.
7.
That's a good shot.
Crit threat.
Whoa, that's a 20!
Knock.
Well.
And 2.
Do not kill them. He's whittled down. This one's called Mogir.
Mogir.
Okay.
This one's from the name
of it.
There go.
Then you get to grapple to get out of it.
Yep. Mogir tries to grapple to get out. And rolls a 16. Ball. Making 36.
Yeah. I need 18.
You need a 20.
No. No, he breaks free.
Okay, quite a good spell, not particularly good.
Yeah, but that's his action.
That's fine, it makes it his action.
That's his action for the round, he doesn't get to smack him.
No.
The cleric's now standing up, looking newly down the corridor. The rhinoceros has shuffled over to one side.
Yes.
No, the rhinoceros has done nothing because it's completely grappled.
Yeah, probably taking damage from the tentacle.
Yeah. Filling that poor energy rhinoceros.
Failing using a wand.
Hooray! 11. I'm targeting it on Bluey.
What on Bluey?
I wonder what happens with the Wonder One.
You've enlarged the giant.
No, see. You see a big wind.
No. You do not see a big wind, because yes. Wind's invisible. I rolled the second one.
You see a big wind swirl around the blue one. Like a big,
like a dervish.
Whirling dervish?
Yeah, kind of.
What's one of them? Just like the word I know.
It's a dust devil.
That's
dust
it.
The rest of you see nothing.
I see.
Oh, I should be done. I'm bloody well blind!
Well,
you have
got to. Does it seem to be reacting to it?
Yeah, it's like, oh, and this wind.
Well done.
Who's next?
Me.
It's caught in a draft.
Yeah, it's done. Do.
It's getting a chill. Deludes you into thinking that something's happened, that this is a second roll.
So it's not happened at all?
No, you just think it has. Oh, welcome to the wonders of the wand.
At least it didn't turn invisible.
It's still the lightning bolts. Flesh to stone is the best one.
What number's that?
98.
57.
That would be darkness.
I hold my action till something hits Balazar really hard.
Okay. Who's next?
Balazar.
Look at the spell I cast.
Eivor's black tentacles.
Right, it's Eivor's black tentacles.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Wingy only gets...
Look at the whirling wind.
Mr. Wingy gets 31.
I get 37.
Mr. Wingy is once again grappled. And the cleric.
No, not 37, I get 35 or 35.
And the cleric gets 37.
You can't get that. No.
And then still go with plus 60.
Right, he's right. Okay, I cast Mirror Image.
Intriguing. Zap! There are more Balazars.
How many more Balazars are there?
Make me a roll for the Balazars.
Is there a roll now?
D4 plus 1 Balazars.
I think it's
yeah.
Hang on, let's have a look at that one.
Mirror
image, oh my god.
You're effective, see, Balazar's going toe to toe with two giants.
And I'm blind!
D4 plus 1 for 3 cast levels.
And I'm.
Maximum 8.
So, it's how many extra?
That's 2 extra.
D4 plus 2. The 3.
Oh well, better than no Balazars.
That makes 4 Balazars in total.
That's good. Who's next?
Will we're in.
More Balazars appeared.
18's a miss, isn't it?
The smell quality bumps.
Depends. What's its flat foot about? Well, 18 is flat footed.
20. Doesn't have ATC.
Crit threat!
Ooh.
It's not going to be a crit because it's only plus 3. So, it's a hit, anyways. And another 6.
Not found.
The dead yet.
It's getting the.
Why definitely
on the word of the dead, yeah.
It's dead, Dave.
Kind of.
It's them.
I got called Dave at work, so.
Why?
Somebody forgot my name and went, oi, Dave.
Rolling for a grappling
gun. there was quite a high chance of that being right.
He gets 38.
Can't beat him.
He stands back up again. Getting a bit tired of being pulled to the ground. Who's next?
My priest dude.
Can't do anything, you knackered her of spellcasting ability.
For shame.
She would at this point be casting like entropic shields and healing wounds and stuff, but.
What a shame.
No such luck. Who's next?
Me!
Go off, Fader, what are you doing?
Wonder.
Best level from this encounter.
Wonderizer.
3 hills.
98!
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
What are you targeting?
Oh my god!
Gets a fluffy bunny.
She gets a fort serve.
Oh, bastard.
What was 98 for again? I've forgotten.
Flesh to stone.
That was it.
Wow!
It's going to pass the fort.
He needs a 6 or more to pass.
Let's see what he gets.
9.
Oh.
She goes.
Breaks free.
You see her start to grow.
There's no charges on the rod.
just keep doing it.
If you use it often enough, it'll happen again.
Yes, what a wonder it is. You only use them in desperate situations.
No, I'm just using it because I don't.
Great black hole! Whoops!
Who's next?
Me.
Go.
I'm still holding my action to.
That was the number you told me to get last time. So tell me another number to get this time.
No, not just, no, I can't. No, don't do that. Just don't do that.
Yeah, what's 96 or 97 would be quite funny.
What's the number to enlarge?
No, just keep it. No, it spoils the fun if you do that. No.
We want the enlarge. We want the bigger giant.
Bigger giant.
You can do reduce.
My advice is on the basis that they need to know what they have to aim for.
Who's next?
Just keep going for 98. And
after you
cast a spell at Balazar when necessary. Then it's
Balazar is going to swing his mace around until he hits something. So
you've got magic missiles left.
Oh, I do. But I can't. They've moved away, haven't they? Is it still there?
No, it's still there.
Oh, well, magic missile then.
Go on then.
They are all of them magic missile together.
Go on then. That'd be like
19 points.
Dead yet?
It's looking a bit shabby.
Why won't you die?
I get you bloody giants!
That's me now, isn't it?
Yep.
You hear a vague roaring sound coming from the priestess.
No. Oh,
Jesus. I knew you could take these on.
None. No hits at all.
You're then very good at you.
How long does
grapples. Inches. I think. Grapple checks.
I've done about 3 rounds in it.
So the guy at the front gets 23.
27.
He again falls over. Priestess gets 26, a lowest roll yet.
Need 10 or more.
Beats it, sorry.
She's immune. Who's next?
Phelan.
Go Phelan.
These tentacles are bad.
Who are you targeting?
Have they not gone yet?
They've gone.
Oh, okay.
Steve's thinking.
What?
We've kind of lost track now, haven't we?
Why were you doing grapple checks then?
Because it was their go, and they're in the advanced black tentacles.
But you're doing it on Paul's go.
Yeah.
Oh, did we do it in Paul's go?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't do it in Paul's go.
That's alright.
So now
it's their go, and they need to roll to get up. Guy in the front who was rolling to get up only gets 34.
You can 18 or more you need to roll.
Nope.
No.
He stands back up again. His life seems to be pretty boring, like now it is you.
Get up, get hit by an arrow, get hit by a magic missile.
Number seven.
Fairy fire surrounds the target. It begins to glow around its outline.
Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
It means it's easier to hit.
It's easier for
Is that like fairy fire in...
Yeah. Exactly the same spell. Lindsay has that spell in World of Warcraft.
Do you know I can kill him?
Then it's me. Nothing's hit Balazar yet.
Well, yeah, he can just constantly do it so it has no armour in it.
They can't even take out a blind dwarf! How pathetic are these creatures?
I do the same as I have been doing. Because there's nothing offensive I can do to it.
Have you run out of offensive spells?
I don't carry many.
I'm being offensive after it. Oi! Bluey!
It's not Bluey.
My name's Balazar.
Call him Balazar. What are you doing?
I am casting Greater Magic Weapon on my mace.
Okay.
Chromat as well.
Okay, it goes for an attack of opportunity. Make a concentration check. Yes, no?
Depends on whether the tentacles go first. So if they grapple him, doesn't get them.
Okay, go for the tentacle.
Tentacles.
Oh, it's only rolled a 29.
There's a drowning large kind of freezing noise.
It's three. The other one rolls a 30.
Three.
Right. Yes, you can. You're going to cast thing.
Yeah.
It's maybe a concentration check.
Concentration.
You have combat casting. Should be
I do indeed. Concentration check of...
I think it's a kettle.
35.
Mate, it's fine.
Yep, we have a grubby base.
Oh, good. Red. And then it would be Wolverine.
It's actually the longest fight.
You just see four Balazars and all their maces glow!
Okay, so it's four Balazars.
Three points, that misses, and that misses.
All with blindfolds on!
Who's next?
Them.
Them. Oh, it doesn't have to break three, it's going to attack Balazar. Huzzah!
Which one?
Oh, bugger. It only rolled a 20. Goes for a 20. Right. One is the real Balazar.
One is the real Balazar.
Oh! I hit the real Balazar.
I can take it.
For...
I've had worse!
19 points of damage.
That's 23 back, as I donate 23 of my hit points to him.
You...
Wow. That's negative 4.
Negative 4! Hit me again, you big bastard!
Actually, you don't lose anything. You can't gain. Can you gain 4?
What? Have you taken damage before?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Then. Oh!
You just drag me down, I shall come back even stronger.
The giant
looks mighty confused.
And I look a bit staggered.
Take the souls in the name of my god!
Can I pour a healing potion on you or something? No, you're over here.
I'm over there.
Who's next?
It hit.
That was them, so it's failing.
Carl,
stop.
You have another go. Which one are you aiming at? Blue one. Go on then.
66.
Ooh, that's interesting.
66. Instant crit. What
now? Reduce wielder to 1/12th height. No save.
Oh,
yeah. You now have a 1-foot height.
Yeah. Wielder.
Oh, no!
You disappeared, you're like Buffy little demon thing.
How tall were you?
3 foot, I think.
3 foot.
That's 3 inches.
3 inches? She's not that big!
Can we thumble in the neck?
Don't step on her! Don't!
Oh shit.
On the plus side, you still do the same amount of backstab
damage. There's no actual duration on a Wonder Wonder effect, is there?
No. Don't think there is.
No, it's just something we have the world's
tiniest halfling.
Can't imagine what a sneak check's going to be like.
Oh, no, I can't have my quarterling yet.
Oh, you're more than quarterling than an elfling.
You're a 1/24thling.
1/24thling. It really doesn't mention anything.
I definitely heard beast got reduced. I'm pretty sure.
Oh dear. 3 inch
No, there's no saving throw. So
there's
no
way.
Is there a climb with me? Yep. I feel a bit the worst for wear.
You do.
I think on 0 hit points, yes I do.
Does that make you make it 0?
Yeah. I cast cure serious wounds on me.
How selfish!
Donate my points to him!
It doesn't say your stats change in any fashion.
No. So you can...
Yeah, they do, though.
Yeah, I know they will. Because you'll be diminutive or fine.
Whichever is the smaller crop.
Somebody make me fly! Then I can be a fairy! Right, I'm going to find fly now.
Tiny thing stuck to the ceiling. What?
What?
No, it's alright, I'm just saying. Really small rogue we have here.
Yes.
It's the most rogue I've ever come across.
Never bad.
Good for sneaking.
Big
bullies.
Fetch my crown!
Right.
You're not going to you're not going to get stepped on. Because you're 3 inches high.
Put me in a pocket.
Balazar. Yeah, but in the middle of battle!
Balazar running along the ceiling.
Wades in and starts hurling around in front of him with his now +2 mace.
Make your own.
Ooh. I'm harder to hit.
You are much harder to hit if you diminish it.
Yeah, that's fun. True.
Especially by like a +12 or something ridiculous.
Giant. Class.
Yeah. Can I jump on it and it might think I'm a tick or something. I can stab it in the ear.
Yeah, but it gets huge minus your strength and stuff.
27 to hit.
That'll hit. Need a 50% miss chance.
And my arrow is smaller than.
Was that a natural
everything
20?
Everything is
shrunk. It's a natural 20.
Was it natural? Roll again.
Yeah.
14
plus 7, 21.
Yes, that'll hit. Therefore, you need to roll. Yeah, it's critical. If you roll your 50% miss chance, you'll do double damage or triple damage.
One to two a miss. Oh, miss! Oh, no, it would have been good.
That would have put him down.
Oh, well.
Next!
Wolverine.
Oh, we need to do grapples for those things.
Yeah.
Hang on, grapples. 20, 34.
Beats.
And a mere 28.
Ooh, I win, 31.
Cleric's down.
Oh, red old blue.
I did that.
Who's next?
No, sorry.
Who's next?
They are.
The one at the front will have a go at Balzar and hit.
Which one?
The one at the front.
No, which of the Balazars?
Oh, yes, the Balazars, yes. Of them.
No, it's still four.
It's still four. You hit the real one. One of the fake Balazars disappears. But now we've got three Balazars. His neck of the thing tries to stand up. Grapple. You can't beat it. It gets 40.
Okay.
No, I'm wrong. Who's next?
Bane.
That one still works.
Everything still works. It's just
the only thing you can really do now.
Is there an enlarge in there somewhere?
Yeah, don't roll the same number.
I know!
What
for? The meaning!
3/12 inch.
Alright. 89.
What are you targeting?
The blue one.
10 to 40 gems value 1 gold piece. Oh, dear. Fourth in a 30-foot stream. Each gem deals 1 point of damage to any creature in its path. Roll 5d4 for the number of hits.
Wow.
5d4.
How big is the Rod of Wonder at this point?
It's everything she's carrying.
But she's spewing out full-size gems, therefore.
Well, it's wondrous.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah. And the gem stream and shoots it. 5d4 for hits. Down to one.
Everything in its path.
Nine,
yeah, but it's they're divided equally along the available
15.
Targets.
15.
But if she's on the roof, then its path can hit the one she was aiming at.
Which is blue, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So she's technically above and slightly over the front one.
That's true.
Right, so she's aiming at the middle.
Where are you going?
Blue. 15
to blue. 15 to blue. Not bad.
I must get bigger, if only just to pick up the gems I've thrown.
Oh no, all the stuff she's carrying is also shrunk down to a ridiculously small size.
Who's next?
No.
Me.
Go.
I have the stuff in my backpack stays this size.
I have never seen a rogue 3 inches tall before.
No, yeah. I think it's 3 inches. Oh, it's like that big, isn't it?
It's about 8 centimetres. It's not very big.
Oh, it's so cute.
Or if you talk to us blokes, it's about that much.
Yeah.
Go on, bastard.
Do anything. So I will move forward 10 feet and aim a dispel magic at Phelan.
Yep.
Ooh.
No, I like being small.
Make the roll.
No! I better stay up here.
It's probably not enough. Because I'd be 11. No, that's not enough.
No.
I'm 21.
Cast the level and this is 10th.
Yeah.
Alright, so there's a cure.
You feel a sort of shivering, but nothing happens. So next? Yes, there is a cure. You can't dispel
the
magic.
I like being small! No, hang on. I like being small!
There's only one effect that actually says permanently.
Oh, right.
Which cannot basically be dispelled. Though,
which is? Don't tell me the number, just tell me the spell.
Wielder, 50% chance. Or target, 50% chance. Turns permanently blue, green, or purple.
That's not so bad.
No save.
That's quite.
Oh cool. Yeah.
It's Balazar.
Balazar swings around again. No, not so good that's this time. Nice. Only 11.
No, you miss.
Right.
And the tentacles.
Oh yeah, tentacles.
Tentacle time.
Oh, front guy's got a 26.
That makes 29.
That's good enough.
Whoosh.
Up and down. The cleric gets 37.
Can't beat it.
Who's next?
Wolverine.
Wolverine fires. Roll his dice, go on. He's been missing the majority of the time.
20.
That'll hit.
5.
Good damage. Yeah, you should do that more often.
10.
That'll miss.
And 15.
That'll miss. It's looking very, very shoddy lying on the ground now. Who's next?
They are.
Trying to get up at the front there. Natural 20. Stands on his feet.
Yeah. Must be getting tired by now. Up and down, up and down.
Priest looks at her son woefully, having no healing items whatsoever. Picks up a rock.
Does she have any cure minors memorized?
No.
She
has guidance twice and resistance twice.
Woohoo!
In fact, she has no single healing spell memorized at all.
It's a bit pointless. She's supposed to be healing the people.
Yeah, I think that. She rips an enormous
chunk of rock.
She picks up the altar from the ground. You wouldn't suspect that something like it would be pick upable. She heaves it out of the ground and throws it down the corridor. At you.
Altar coming towards Bastion.
That was an evil look. I didn't even have to take that one any further.
Probably hit.
Yeah, it's over 20.
She's currently picked up the altar.
20
odd. And it's throwing it at
her. Tears the altar out of the ground and throws it at you. 20 odd.
You hit one in your go.
It hits.
You did.
Oh. A rock throwing its ace. It's
that's
an assault course.
Yeah.
You take 25 points of damage as the altar smashes into you. Bastion's fallen over.
Oh!
Is underneath the crumbled wreckage of an altar.
Altar, stone altar.
Who's next?
Failing?
Mini Failing!
Yes, Mini Failing. What are you doing?
Did you make any noise as you fell down?
Yes, there was an altar smashed into you.
Otherwise, not much else.
Sound of squidging under an altar.
Not much screaming.
I run along the ceiling. How far can I run?
It's very soft. Slowly.
Probably about an inch.
Little sooty legs.
That. Go on.
Oh.
35. And it's not worth it because my potion's this big.
35. Make me a percentile roll. What are you aiming at? The blue one.
20.
A second rhinoceros appears in the room. It lands surprised in front of the cleric.
Flinging everything at the head. So.
Rhino farm.
They're really getting the rhino.
Yes.
We need a higher number for now.
A rhino.
Hopefully, it'll be the one's mate. They're a kind of breeding pair.
Oh, no, 50, I just introduced a new species into a niche ecosystem. No,
a fighting rhino.
Bleed.
I can see it.
Balthazar, you're on.
Balthazar, swing, swing, swing. Take this, you big bloody giant of a heathen
death
belt.
Introducing a new species.
Oh, there must be near somewhere. Oh, no.
He swings his mighty glowing mace towards the evil
one.
Is
male.
And
the second
rolls
is, 19. An even number of
19
female.
To hit.
19 to hit.
Suddenly, you miss.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Yeah. Second mace.
Who's next?
Technical disappear. Yes.
Wilburn.
Shall I try heal check? Got quite a good wisdom.
Oh, good.
I go and heal the Bastion, hopefully.
Go heal the Bastion.
Or at least stay for nice.
Unfortunately.
Why, are you in negatives?
14.
You in negatives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm starting to die.
He had an altar drop on him.
I didn't hear what the damage
I
was.
I have healing potions.
That was her using her daily feat of strength.
How much damage did you get?
25.
How many points have you got?
I had 24.
Oh.
He donated them to you.
Oh, what the hell? You don't have to guild the dwarf, don't you? Bloody hell. Not that I know this right now.
You
must have seen the blood flying from me, that's all.
What was that?
There's a kidney hits him on the back. Who's next?
They are.
Oh, well, they're still standing. Should we roll for the tentacles?
Kidney of Thorns.
Oh, dear. Right then, it goes for...
The rhino directly in front of it.
It's going for Bowser. That one will go for the rhino. The other one goes for Bowser. And we will
what
hit
What movement did the giants have?
26.
Hit
the
I'm
faster than you.
Right,
1d3. Faster than
me.
Oh, yes, 1d3.
1, 2,
it's you.
1, 2, it's me.
It's you. Oh, ho, ho! You're only taking a small amount of damage, I think.
Mike, I've had worse!
18.
Who's next?
Oh, it attacks the rhinoceros.
I don't really want it, it's just that they're sat there.
Yeah.
Why are they eating their chocolate?
Because it's hot and they're all melting.
Can I squeeze it?
Oh, grip for it.
It's not exactly squidgy, it didn't squidge.
Full of wafer.
Oh, I think somebody's critical on a rhino.
Yeah. Wouldn't the baby probably dead?
No! My baby rhinos!
They're not baby rhinos, they're fully grown rhinos.
But there's a male and a female.
Doing 42 points of damage in a single strike. The rhino goes. And makes a horrid rhino. Probably doesn't quite kill the rhinoceros, but it backs away an awful lot into the corner.
Who's
next?
No.
Go on, Felin.
Last try, and then I'm going to go and heal my friend.
Turns out I'm really about healing.
95.
Yeah. Ooh. Shimmering colours play and dance over a 40-foot by 30-foot area in front of the rod.
That's everything in the room.
Creatures therein are blinded.
Yay!
For D6 pounds. Fortitude negates.
See, when it's affecting them, they get a saving throw, but when it's something that affects you, you don't.
Pass.
Oh, like the rhino.
Yeah, the rhinos are going, oh!
Two blind rhinos.
There's a band there before they won one.
Two blind rhinos.
Blind rhinoceros.
No, it's John.
I'm copyrighting that, that's mine. Yeah.
Blind rhino. Good blind rhino.
No one nicking it.
How many rounds have we been
Jolly fighting? Green Wellington.
This is round 15.
Wow! How much XP?
No.
None if he's
dead. You don't get it by the round.
15, you
should. Who's next?
That's our Bowser. He's really
invested. Bowser, you're on. Cast a spell, goddammit.
Bowser has ingeniously worked out that the mirror image isn't working as well as he'd hoped. So he casts greater invisibility.
Have you not got any magic missiles?
No, I'm all right.
I thought you had like a 7.
No, I have 2 left. I have 2 lots left. I'd already used 2 lots before I went blind. And now I have 2 lots left. That's it.
Oh, thought you had loads from everything on my hands.
Yes, that's it. That's where it's doubled up.
Oh, what level 1 spells did you learn though?
Level 1 spells?
Did you not learn any magic missiles, just magic missiles?
Mage armour, feather form, magic weapon. Which you don't really need because you upgrade a magic weapon, but somebody might want it.
So you cast Raw Reason 1 and Enhancer twice, which gives you 3 each. Mm. So you should have 6 magic missiles.
Six lots? So, oh, right, okay.
You've got 2 lots left.
What are we doing? Hey, I knew there'd be somewhere in there that would be a little more than that.
Cast it! Magic missile! I leap onto its head, or I grab it until I can get it, and then I
just shoot magic missile.
Right, magic missile on in front.
It's dead. It's down. He has right. to do more.
3, 5, 9, 11, 15 points! It's down.
It's very, very nearly dead.
Yeah.
Why nine?
Hooray.
Wilrin.
The cleric woman is mad and crazy.
That'll do.
You healed.
22.
You are healed.
Well, he's stable.
You stopped dying.
Yeah. I then lift you up and drag you up and carry you away.
Well, not particularly in danger at the moment. Just in case she finds another altar to throw.
Or one of the corpses of her sons.
Oh, that's a bit disrespectful.
She's evil.
Evil.
Yeah, respect doesn't work.
She's Ma Baker.
Dagger.
She taught one of her sons to handle their morals.
Yeah.
Not quite the words of the song.
What never?
West Midlands, dude.
Elf and there.
Yes.
Okay.
Dagger.
It's their go. She charges Bowser.
Can she?
Well, she must have been stood there. Well, she runs over
to Bowser. Well, she charges Bowser.
Because she needs the plus.
She shouts something, some ungodly name, and goes to hit him.
I've got at least 3 Balazars for her to go at.
Yeah.
She's only rolled a 3.
It's gonna hit.
Will 24 hit you?
Easily, anything with 13 will hit.
Probably anything over 10 will hit.
Yeah, that's true. Can I roll me a d6? Oh. Thanks, you're rolling 2d6.
Which Balazar is
it? Balazar.
Oh, we're on 3 Balazar.
1d3.
1-2. It's not a real Balazar.
Hooray!
She smashes. There's a red glow blast from her mace. As she smashes it into Balazar. That was her destruction charge for the day.
How badly would that have hurt?
Destruction and strength. She has.
Would she have killed him if she hit the real one?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you were very lucky then.
I'm at worse.
You're blinded, she's faster than you.
Who's next?
Failing. I've taken on giants
before.
You're all cowards! All giants are cowards!
What are you aiming at?
54.
Her.
Well, the only thing left in the room. Darkness.
Oh shit.
30 foot diameter.
That's alright, she's got send fairy fire on her.
30 foot away from the rod.
So
she pointed it at her, but 30 foot in that direction, basically she's in it, but you're not.
Mm.
So effectively she's on the edge of the darkness effect.
I got outlined in fairy fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that work through darkness?
Yeah.
No.
It does.
That's allowed
us now. Who's next? Tiny feeling.
Me. I don't do anything.
Oh!
Balazar.
Balazar with his last remaining magic, but one.
Too nice.
Let's loose.
Go for it.
Ta-da. More magic in his hand.
Come on, come on, lots of damage.
I don't think you're going to be able to do enough with the magic missile at the finish of this.
9, 11, 15.
Good.
It's good, but it's not the one.
Good.
Say what you see.
Who's next?
Will Warren.
Come, put it down.
Get in there.
Charge,
Furia blows it!
Garut would have done
alright. I know Garut would have. Garut has had a good fucking chance to
Garut hit. Garut was our friend. He loved us. He protected us. Sorry. He protected us.
That was something somewhere.
Tiny, tiny Fernand.
You're about the size of a Smurf.
Yeah, yes, plastic coin.
I like it.
That's what you are, but you need to get the one that turns you blue and wear a little white hat.
Points of damage.
Hey, good. Hey, we're at the lower end of the hit points.
The lower end.
You've taken someone down
less than half.
So we're at double figures now.
Yes, we're at double figures. Who's next?
Her.
Oh dear. She goes for a swing again. She rolls a 1.
Yeah, hits the wall. Knocks us away.
Yes, a rock fall.
God, either. Killers. Something bad that hurts it or blue.
You were turned blue. 44.
44. You just blast him where she was.
Where she is.
Well, she's on the edge of darkness, which is a giant. Eh? Oh yeah, of course, she'll see her arms and stuff coming out of it. Well, she's probably stuck out
of it. It's a shadowy darkness.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's not like it used to be.
Oh. It never works that well for us.
It's not a war.
Roll me 6d8. 66, please.
I hope that's damage. And not the number of rhinos that appear. Rhino herd!
She's past the reflex.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
You point the wand, and a blast of lightning shoots out of this thing. What damage?
Did I say 13?
Yeah. She slightly sidesteps as it hits. But?
Yeah. She dodges half of the lightning bolt.
Yep. The other half zips by. Splits in two. It's forked.
Forked lightning.
Who's next?
Completely forked.
Balazar.
Now Balazar casts Great Invisibility.
Yep. Pow. All the Balazars disappear.
Ninja.
All of the Balazars disappear.
I'm the only target she's got now.
She goes, see you first.
Let's see. Size differential AC bonus.
Three inches versus a hill giant. It's like you go between her toes.
You mean, you know.
It's like crawling a crevice on
them. Go for it.
Go with the toy button, they hate that.
Crawl in.
Yeah, crawl in and get
into some armor spikes on
it. And it's not a crit.
It would have been if it was Garut.
Garut only once managed to even to get a crit.
What'd you get?
I've had like 5 from that. That's another hit. That's another 3. That's a miss.
Hey, hey. Looking good.
Yeah, it's her.
It's her.
We've got to gain
her. I'm going to make her a spot check to see if she notices failing on the ceiling.
That'll be tough.
Yes, it will. Maybe a hide check?
You get a vast bonus.
Do I need to bother rolling?
Especially
considering
she doesn't actually have. Well, she does have spot. She rolled a 24.
Oh, right.
Bearing in mind, it's wisdom based.
Oh, yeah.
It's less wisdom. She's probably. 20.
Two off it.
22.
Well, I have 22 without rolling.
Then she's tiny.
Yeah.
She can't see you.
She's going to do... She's rolling a d20.
She's going to stop. Anyway. 16.
Good. She's having a listen. She doesn't fit. She just swings in front of her. Badly.
So basically, I'm currently the only standing up thing she can see.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm an extreme boring.
You see a step out of the dark area and look up. Down the corridor. Who's next?
Feynman.
Go Feynman. Feynman's a tiny,
tiny guy.
Fine character.
11.
Before it's rubbish. Roll again.
Ooh.
16. That's the one where I think something's happening, but it's not.
Is that a wind again?
It's the windstorm, yeah.
Yeah, you make a windstorm, but no one else sees it.
I'm suspicious of this windstorm that's near
me. I think it's more frightening that you've done it so many times you now know what the numbers are.
Oh, you're
go on, Balzo.
Balzar switches over to heavy crossbow.
Oh, all right, then.
Bitter with the mace.
Yeah, but I can just get a bit further back.
There's a voice. Right,
I can't see anyway. I'm blind.
It's
I
the
mace.
The mace.
I hit with the mace.
I just hit with the unconscious mace.
You get bonuses to hit because you're invisible.
Well, even so, I'd be surprised. What's an ace? Well, something high, isn't it? Like 20 or...
23.
No way.
21 flat-footed.
Not a chance, then.
Oh, okay.
You pop into existence.
No.
Oh, it's going to be successes. Oh, very nice.
Wilburn.
You look. You see yourself on a plate and the menu stuck in you, and you're next on the menu.
Just perversity, I didn't cast that at the beginning of the battle.
Who's next?
She
runs.
I may be blind, but I'm also invisible. Charges Wilburn.
They upset each other.
Balzo, you've got an attack of opportunity. Oh, you're blind. Feeling
well. Sing wildly.
Technically. Even though she probably actually she runs because her range is like less than a square, isn't it?
Yeah.
You could have just dropped from the ceiling onto
because
the back.
She's too small. She doesn't threaten the whole
thing. Ride the giant.
She charges you.
What's extreme bar range?
Right.
It's greater than her charge range or not?
It's a long way extreme, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your standard range is 100 feet.
And she charges 100 feet.
She doesn't move, she moves 30 feet.
No, she can't.
She starts to run down the corridor then.
Oh, what a shame.
I'm faster than you.
She'll get you next round.
Maybe not.
Why?
And he moves 50 feet.
Well, then he'll pick up your body and eat it.
Crunchy snack.
I don't give a fuck, I've only just met these people.
Oh, it's the tough bit. Aren't you an awful good?
Yeah, but I mean,
that's
awful.
He's
my boyfriend, although I probably couldn't have been in touch with him now.
Not even, hey, you might like that.
He's probably going.
Made him look awful big.
Oh, you're so huge!
I've seen that comic, it's awesome too. Anyway,
who's next?
It's you. Hey.
That's what gets
run off down the corridor towards Wilburn.
Wilburn.
Oh, here we go again.
What else can I do? I'll just prick it with my cocktail stick.
You can't even catch it.
23.
Dropped on it as you went past.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. You know it's surface thoughts. That's the detect thoughts.
Going to kill the bastards. The bastards killed my sons. They're all going to die. Blah, 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 blah. No. I will eat them and stomp on them and make little hats out of them.
Crush their bones to make my bread.
Balzar!
You
feel it rush past you.
I try and hit it with my mace.
Stick it,
whatever.
You realise there's nothing there as you swing about with your hand. It's run off. You can hear it running down the corridor.
What's the chance
of me just swapping with my crossbow and just fire?
Dandy!
Yeah.
He's firing blindly with his crossbow.
No. 5 and...
That's right, you missed
10
my shirt
and
loss.
Loads, yeah.
I have no idea what you're saying.
You can't let me talk.
What'd you get?
Not his fine.
Okay, who's next?
Can I come
with
me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not within 30 feet. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Jesus, I ain't 14 coming up.
Jesus, I thought it was like...
I miss!
Ooh.
Lots!
Who's next?
Hit.
It closes on Wolverine.
Ooh.
Full charge.
Ooh. Reach me this time.
Hmm? Full charge? Does it hit you? No, it contacts you. 35 to hit.
No, I miss
it. Big liar.
I'm a really good man.
Yes, 19 points of damage.
I used all my scorching ray.
Failing.
Come on, failing.
Again,
for the start
again.
Of round 20.
Round 20, this is great! D&D doesn't get any better than this.
77 is fireball.
Yes! Ooh, yes!
100 feet down the corridor.
That's fine. That's fine. Is that good enough?
Yeah. Oh, it's within range. A fireball goes off. 66 damage.
Come on!
66! Oh,
come on!
You're in it!
You're dead.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Oh god!
Roll the damage, just roll the damage.
Yeah. Roll ones. Roll ones. Roll ones.
Oh no, I'm not being responsible
you've got,
for
no, you've
got
it.
Done it.
Got it.
And I don't make my.
You roll the
damage throw either.
Do
I actually may be carrying to a corpse with a fireball, technically.
No, we weren't kind to Boyd, so that's why he'd be kind to anyone else.
Yeah, he was upstanding. Go on.
22.
That's minus 10 twice, and then...
22, reflex serve. She fails and dies.
Yay!
A fireball!
That's a bit hard.
And it wasn't
no sin at all, it was a body.
No.
Because you
even with this, I don't have a reflex. I'm on the floor. I'm an object.
You use an object.
You're an object. You serve as an object.
I don't seem to get them.
No. Is there a body left, actually?
Yes. It's not that much.
We don't actually.
No, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm down at...
Well, there probably is, because technically she was in...
Minus 25?
Minus 22, didn't you?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Minus 25, there's nothing left.
Oh!
The body of the giant falls to the ground.
And I go, is it over? Did we win? What's going on? I can't see!
There's general silence in the area.
Ow!
I'm so sorry.
Bastion!
I'm not playing where I kill
Bastion! Anybody. Phelan!
I'm Phelan!
How many party deaths have been down to you?
Oh, I don't know!
Sure, come on! All except Boyukt and Garut.
Actually, the first PC party death down to another PC member.
I think this is more collateral damage.
Bastion's fault Garut died. He said to attack.
That's true. Well,
can I kill it? Can I kill it?
Yeah.
Yay! It's all evil
right. Undead!
Alright, the other party members are one PC character death each.
Wow.
Oh, this is Balazar. He's never killed a PC party member.
Getting
tall again.
He can learn to spell magic next level.
He can't see.
I can't see to
him. I can hold you.
Oh no, I can't. It can learn it. It goes into my head.
No,
because it can go into my head, and I can use it if it's in my head, can't I?
No.
You don't have it in your head to start with.
How do I?
You write it and you figure it out.
You use your eyes, unfortunately. So you're blind.
I need to bring my mate Vecna.
When he gains a level, he's going to start building a braille spellbook.
Yes. You can't. Well, you read that book. You can do that.
Just point out the party now. A pretty shit weak elf.
What's going on?
A blind mage. And a
blind mage.
And a 3-inch fireball!
We need to figure out what that's done to you.
Oh, all the things.
Because technically...
In the monster manual.
Balazar is still asking what's going on. It's permanent effect on dispelled, I would suggest.
Are they dead? I can't hear anything!
I don't even think you can
hear me from where I am.
No, it's just...
What's that smell?
Yeah, have a read. Figure out what it does. Figure out how big she is.
You fireball thing.
Ha ha! Look at the smell of burnt giant in the body.
3 inches.
Yeah, it's the smell of
burnt giant. No, man. What category you fall into? Whether you're fine or diminutive or what have you.
Hello, I'm expecting you to be fine.
6 inches or less, fine.
That's the smallest size category you can be.
Another plus 7 to your armor class.
Plus 7?
And attack.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Can we do this at home? So I'm going to actually make a separate character sheet for it.
Yeah. You will eventually return to normal.
You will, yeah, probably.
Armor class, but an extra plus 12 to high.
Oh!
Yay!
We could launch you from a missile delivery system. You could be like on a kind of
no,
send in the rogue.
It's the same here, but probably
maybe not.
They usually do.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we should maybe stop this session because
I think, well,
Steve.
Well,
it's a bit of a wrap up this area.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have an idea of what I want to be anyway.
I'm so
let's hard. Search quite handy.
But the giant died. Imagine how screwed it would have been if the giant hadn't died in that fireball though.
It's true.
That would have been really
No, I mean I still had 51 hit points.
Oh well, fair enough.
How many hit points did the giant have left?
19.
When it hit you, it had 22.
See, I reckon we could have dropped it without a fireball.
But
possibly. Oh, don't say that! At least make it a worthwhile death.
Yeah, but you didn't know what was coming out of the wall.
No, well, we didn't know how many hit points were left.
It did start with 100.
To be perfectly honest, from where I was with him in the way, I probably didn't even know what was behind him.
Balazar starts fumbling around over the bodies.
She says, frantically trying to justify
being invisible,
that just
along with his other two invisible ones.
Anyway, let's loot the corpses.
Okay.
My mirror image is invisible.
An enormous, gigantic piece of steel armour, an enormous, gigantic, heavy wooden shield, an enormous, heavy mace.
Woohoo!
An enormous cloak.
Let's look for stuff that's not no use to us.
I'd offer to carry these things now, but
in the rooms, there's also a very large pouch.
There's all my jewels, pick them up.
In the pouch, there are 79 platinum pieces.
Jesus. 79 platinum.
51 gold and 19 silver.
79 platinum,
15 gold. 15 or 15.
51 gold.
Oh,
and
19 silver.
What room are we in?
The room you're in is C98, giant hill giant shrine.
Place of death.
And as well, there's also three glass vials of some kind of clear liquid.
Ooh, Groot would like these.
No, he likes blueberry juice. They're potions of resurrection.
We pour it over the bed of ashes. This way you have something called Sebastian.
Yes, you have a damage too. 15,
I think it was.
Yeah, then there's 15 one gold piece gems.
Oh, that was just how
it
hit.
It was 10 to 40, so
84 times 10.
With the minimum.
There's 40 gems, one gold piece each.
Hello? Ooh. Is there anybody there? There's a dwarf stumbling down the
corridor.
Are you still invisible?
Yes, I am actually.
Who said that?
Me! I can't see you!
I'm blind. The movement is reduced quite severely.
I'll jump over the cracks in the
room. It'd be funny if it wasn't.
I get 24 on my listen.
It's the back of
the other halfway. Why are you on the roof? And tiny.
Halfling in my pocket, or are you pleased to see me?
It's alright, she can join the weasel!
But you weigh an eighth of a pound or less.
Okay. Oh good, you won't be endangering me then.
I'm quite scared.
That's a rapid weight loss.
I'd be more scared of the blind dwarf's weasel.
An eighth of a pound.
We haven't got a miniature that small.
Can I sit on your shoulder? I always like riding big. 3 inches.
On the there's the other bodies.
That's why you miss Groot so much.
On the bodies of the sons.
Can I make the assumption that the battle is over?
The battle is over, so yeah.
I uncloak myself from invisibility and become visible once more.
I kind of fireball Bastion, he's now dead.
Bastion?
And I'm 3 inches high.
You're what?
I'm 3 inches high, look.
Oh. I can't! I'm blind!
Put your hand out!
I'm going to beat him.
I'll jump from his shoulder into your hand.
Oh my god! Felix!
I can help you out, Felix.
You're about 3 inches tall!
What are you going to be?
Yes, he needs to be a cleric.
This is not good!
Or healer of some description.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
can you be like professional?
I need to die again and come back as a reasonable quality fighter.
That could be arranged.
Well, your new cleric might be able to resurrect the room.
Yeah.
And Bastion.
I can do quite well at killing party members.
I'm also extremely unskilled. Do we drop again? Like to get any for some time.
Ooh, 32.
What's that?
Stop party.
Life has won the way for a little while.
Time.
Do you want to cure my wounds? What do we do? Or is it some of the game I was thinking of?
I'm
not feeling very happy.
I have some potions for cure life.
Two of my friends have died in like quick success.
I'm very small and most likely going to get squished.
Also, but it does mean the fact that if Bastion is dead, we're kind of released from our guarantee to the fiendish Nog, because I certainly didn't agree to it.
But we've killed the freaking giant!
No, we have done it!
Actually, to be honest, you did get killed by an evil altar, technically. The fireball was coincidental to the fact that...
I'm feeling a little better!
Huge altar flies through you.
I think in about 4 days you'll regain consciousness. Oh, no, he won't.
There's nothing left. I mean, you're consumed. It's just like,
no.
I think in magical fire that's, he could be
well. I think there's enough room left.
There's a
true resurrection occur. He could be resurrected.
But fireballs are more of a flash effect.
You need to finish off getting the stuff.
I can't carry any of it.
On the body of Vernier, the first one to die, you find a pouch with 11 bloodstones worth 20 gold each.
Mm-hmm. I eschew these worldly goods. I'm a man of God.
On more gear, he carries
more
a
gear.
Pouch.
That's a good name for a rogue.
Which contains 97 gold pieces worth of small gemstones.
Like gemstones, they're lighter than actual gold.
There are also these
normally
these
I would carry
rooms.
These, but they're a little big.
Balazar can carry them, because he isn't much use at the moment besides being a pack mule. Might as well.
I'm riding your shoulder.
Yeah, go on, have a little... I mean, I can't...
Because you can go
my
left a bit,
when
left
I use
bit, right a bit.
Yeah, I can fit your eyes.
When I use my spells, I can't get them back at the moment. That's it, they're completely...
I'm now your eyes.
You must be dead, what he says in my spell book.
Does that mean I can like, mine this helmet for failing
out? Because I can do magic. I can do spells for you.
Wow. Just to point out, I am still glowing.
Oh.
You're dead and glowing.
Well, that's
how we'll
break a chunk of God's
body. I think that's the resolution of the fireball.
Just my staff.
Your staff's still glowing. How long does it glow for?
Another 6 days.
Oh, I think it was.
Like I know.
Yeah, but
what are you doing with the body?
Bastion!
Crying!
Can we put sweet kind of scoop him into
we use
pack.
The cloak giant in form of
rudimentary bag. More crispy than completely incinerated.
We break off an arm or something. We can't take him off.
I would suggest that he's just crispy rather than completely powdered.
Well, the minus 25
is not that much. In the scale of things.
Is it that bad?
Powder.
I was going to say
I'm trying my best not to make powder.
No, he can still get powder. We can just scoop it up. If it's powder, it's easy to carry that.
Mm-hmm. We need like 8 spells to resurrect powder, don't we?
Nine.
Can we just have maybe the odd crispy bit like a...
I'm trying, but you're desperate to make it powder.
I'm just saying, it's not going to be like a crispy corpse in Blade. It's going to be more like... Kind of going through a cremation where there's always bits left that never quite.
See, it's just a flash effect. I don't think it would destroy them.
A blast of fire. The only reason it got rid of Boyack so much is because it went off here.
Yes.
I would cover Bastion with the nice pieces of cloth I have.
He's a Bastion ship, but he's all blackened charred.
Right, we've got this huge fucking cloak. We wrap him up in there and drag him along with us.
Are we going to take him back to the corpse room then?
The room where we store the corpse.
Yes.
The room that makes me feel very, very ill.
Yes, but I'm willing to do it for Bastion.
The room I'm rather fond of now.
Yeah. He was my friend.
Are you having a rest in there?
I think so.
You put Bastion in the corpse room. In the corpse room.
Yeah. We now have no magical healing apart from a few potions and my whole.
That's a really tiny potion.
And Steve's coming back as a barbarian. With
a
dagger.
Put these back in here?
Who would have thought the dwarf was still alive?
There you go. Lots of
them.
Yes, who would have thought that?
Yes, you can.
Not bad. Okay, you ended once again. You need to go and redo these rooms, but I'm sorry.
Was there
a carried to death in 20 and 21.
Oh,
my Lord. Was the recalibration of the challenge rating of the Wraith, did you say? Was that not true?
Yeah, I owe you experience.
Right.
I owe the party XP because that was cheap. I gave you his challenge rating when actually technically I'm probably using his kettle level.
Because it was he's lots of...
Shining submissions.
So how many XP do we...
I owe you an extra few.
Oh, can I have my character back? Cause we're
XP, It's always good to get your XP at the end of the session, then we just know where we are.
Fail.
I don't fail, I seem to succeed.
Okay, for that we get 45 XP.
Right. Arnuk was worth 10.
Champion 10, and you are. We're all 8, aren't we?
Yeah.
Champion 10.
Mm. So he doesn't count as an entire 8 when he's blind.
7.
Yeah, that's a good point.
2,600.
That's 2,600. Plus the difference between what I gave you last session for that wraith and what I actually should have given you. I gave you 7 and it should have been, I believe, 13.
Pretty much different.
So what am I putting in my
hang on.
That's 13,800.
You no, what?
12,800.
Oh my god. We've been at a higher level when we encountered the hell giants then.
Wouldn't have made a difference.
Wouldn't have made a difference.
12,800 plus...
4,800.
It would have made a difference if Bastion had been one level
3,200.
Actually. But never mind.
Maybe.
Would it? No, it would, because...
Flamestriker.
20,800.
Yeah, raised dead.
Yeah.
20,800.
So 5,200.
5,200. Would that level you?
Not quite.
What level is the next one?
I don't think anyway.
I don't think it'll level you at this point.
33,453.
No, it's not going to make you, is it? It's 30.
I've got 29,953 down on my sheet.
Yeah, plus this.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
Oh, God, yeah, I'm shy on my XP because I didn't do it because I died. Sorry.
Yeah, 29,953 plus.
Yeah, plus 5,200.
Sorry, yeah.
5,200.
What you got then, kids?
35,153.
35,153?
I think. I should have put
it
on my calculation.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we're like
850,
so we're short of 9th level.
So you wouldn't quite have leveled anywhere.
Yeah. 35,153.
Yup.
What do we need?
Then it's 36. Might do an exception if we're alive.
Finish on 36. But I shall check.
Finish corpse room.
Ouch,
Yeah,
36 now. 36? Yeah. Oh, it's getting tough as you got
these levels. Yes, I think you're hitting the bits of the... See, I think the dungeon's quite badly weighted in the sense that area B was rubbish, and this area is incredibly harsh!
Not that... Well, we are a bit into C, I guess.
You're quite a way into C. You're in the bottom right-hand corner of C.
We're going to have a tough time.
Yes, you are.
That's decent.
Well, actually, I've got a perfect way to get you in, your new character.
Balazar's never had time.
The giants like to keep people lying around for fresh snacks, so, which is quite nice, so that they should be easy, an easy way in as a noob. You're going to have loads of NPCs.
I'm very sorry.
What?
I can tell you
in the car. Oh, be good.
I'm going down suppose the garden to the worms now.
You're going down the garden.
Oh, we're looking this way. We won't have any kind of change with phases of the moon going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Crispy. Thank you.
Mr. Crispy.
Mr. Crispy the... Oh my god!
There's a moon somewhere outside the dungeon. Bye bye everyone. See you next time. Bye.
Where is my license gone?